and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we are your daily Astros podcast. You can find us wherever you get your podcast on your smart device. You can check us out on YouTube. If you're watching us now and you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button. I am H-Town Wheelhouse. Eric is still out. He's out this week spending some time with his family, because family over everything is what matters here at Locked On Astros. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros. And before I introduce our guest this Sunday, 12 o'clock noon, Webster, NASA location, Hooters, we will be live broadcasting at noon. We will have giveaways. I'm lining up giveaways, some really cool Astros rookie cards, some Astros sublimated jerseys, and a Stros 411 Be Someone shirt. So be there, bring the family, hang out, have some wings, have some brews, hang out with buds, and let's watch the Astros kick butt on live TV with us live, Locked On Astros. So Trevor Hauer, introduce yourself. Tell the fans where they can find you, especially for those listening, not watching us right now.
What's up, guys? My name is Trevor Hauer, not Trevor Bauer, to get confused with the cheating pitcher that plays over there with the LA Dodgers. Trevor Hauer with an H. You can find me on Twitter at Trev Stros. You just give me a follow. You can see all my funny Astros tweets during the games. And hey, guess what? I'll follow you back. So at Trev Stros on Twitter, you know where to find me, guys.
Yeah, man, Trev, just real quick, a real abbreviated history. So those who are maybe being introduced to you for the first time, this isn't your debut on our show, but this is your debut, I think, on the YouTube version, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I think this is my first YouTube podcast episode with you.
So tell them you have Houston ties, correct?
Definitely have Houston ties. I mean, that's the understatement of the year. I got a cousin who's one of the season ticket managers for the Houston Astros. I live up here in a suburb of Buffalo, New York. I'm obviously rocking the Buffalo Bandits lacrosse t-shirt with the Houston Astrodome cap. So, I went down to the Dodgers series. That was hostile territory at Minute Maid Park. Couple of great games there. And going down to the Yankee series with my brother. So all three of those games. So Houston ties for sure. Diehard Astros fan. You can tell if you look at my Twitter account, you'll be like, man, this kid loves the Astros. And he's from Buffalo, New York. Like, that's so weird.
Well, that's awesome. We've talked before, but my mother was actually born in Buffalo, New York. And that's of great. All things, she misses the snow. Go figure. I think she's been away from it too long. So here's the deal. Our episode tonight is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join Eric and I this week, probably Friday or Saturday. I can't give you a definite because our schedules change with our families, but it will be every Friday or Saturday night. You can join us on Locker Room. On Locker Room, basically get in on the action. Guys like Johnny Munoz, some of our regulars, Steve Harden hang out. Trevor's even come and hung out with us. We are changing the way that we talk about sports, and it's actually called Green Room now. Spotify bought Locker Room, so it's called Spotify Green Room. So don't get confused by Green Room, Locker Room. It's all the same thing. It's interchangeable. So let's get into this game tonight. You know, we have gotten accustomed to these high scoring games, especially against teams like the White Sox, the White Stockings of the South Side, who we just demolished. And this offense is hitting they're just on fire. They are the top offense in just about every category. And tonight, Miles Straw, the Florida kid, the kid that came in with the most pressure, I think, of anybody on the season. Like, oh, hey, by the way, Springer's gone. You're playing center field. So you got it, kid. And you know what? He did have a rocky start at the beginning. He had some miscues on the base pass. He had some misreads on some fly balls. But, man, the catch he made tonight, the hits he had tonight, get this, Trevor, he is 8 for his last 15 at-bats, hitting .288 in June with an OBP of .362, 7 RBIs, and 3 doubles. Tonight he hit a home run that they had to review, and then he got an RBI double. He was 2/3 of the Astros' offense. Now, when Miles Straw is 2/3 of your offense, when you boast hitters like Brantley, Correa, Alvarez, Altuve, all those of the likes, it's great to see someone like that step up. What do you think about Miles Straw? How impressed have you been with how he's taken on his role?
Oh, man. I mean, you said it perfectly. I mean, struggling in the beginning of the season, getting caught stealing here and there, not getting enough oomph on his swing. But here's what we're seeing now. We see a dinger against the Texas Rangers at home in the Crawford boxes, which was great, long overdue, and a dinger tonight, which I thought was a no-doubter, and it ended up being a home run as it hit the first row of the seats. He's not getting caught stealing anymore. And I remember, if I recall, a show from last week, I think, you were saying, if Miles Straw can just get up to 250, I'd be happy with that. He is at least at 250 right now. I don't know the exact numbers, but man, he is turning his game around. And I mean, George Springer, who right now? The two of them, they both had the same amount of homers. Straw making some great catches tonight. And this will go down as the Miles Straw game, even though it's a 3-1 game, low scoring game, one of those tough battles towards the end. Yeah, this will be forever known as the Miles Straw game in the middle of June against the Baltimore Orioles.
So here's the thing. Paul's putting me on blast. He said he's hearing the stuff that Brett is saying, Lance and Kent. So here's the deal. I will be critical of our players throughout the season. That is part of what I do. But it's never a critical spirit to where, I never imagined that I could play any better than them. B, I know right now there's a lot of pressure on the young guys when the big guys are out. And whenever they do good and turn things around, I'm not like forever going to beat that dead horse. It's like, what have you done for me lately? Heck, you know, if Brantley goes on a 10-game slump, I'm going to be like, what's wrong with Brantley? I'm going to criticize him. So it just comes with the territory. So Miles Straw is actually hitting 254 right now. He has an OPS of 652. I would like that number to be a little bit higher, but he's 2-for-4. What more do you want? I mean, he scored 2 of the 3 runs tonight. And so it's just one of those things where Miles Straw's doing the job. And talking about on that double, Chaz McCormick, that guy, I think him and Miles Straw are tied. And I would be surprised if they don't have some sort of in-house competition about who gets faster on the base pass, because I believe their sprint speeds are almost identical. How big was that for him to score on that play? Because he could have easily been gunned down, and he didn't stop. He put his head down and he ran. They kind of put on a clinic as to where the Astros, one of their weaknesses outside of their bullpen, has been their base running.
No, I mean, they are both extremely fast, arguably one of the fastest players on the team. And you saw him putting his head down, running through the stop sign. He was not going to stop. Doesn't matter what the third base coach was saying. He was going to score, and he made it. And it's almost as if Chaz McCormick and Miles Straw, just the presence of them being on the same field together, maybe there's a sense of competition, maybe there's not, but I think they make each other better and they complement each other. Same thing with Abraham Toro, even though he's not an outfielder. Like these young players that come in just make each other better. I love to see it too.
No, yeah, definitely. And when you have guys where you can change things up, it makes me think of locker room, of this green room thing, because they are changing the way that we talk about sports. What you do is you download the app, you go in there, you follow myself at H-Town Wheelhouse. Trevor, I believe you're on there. Are you under Trev Stroh's as well, just like on Twitter?
I'm under Trev Stroh's on there as well. So okay. Stay tuned, follow there if you guys want to see, you know, I'm frequently in their locker room in there whenever they're doing it. So you can always give me a follow on that as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I want you to do is realize that locker room is a perfect place to start and join conversations about the league. You'll find just about anything you want. You can join the MLB, the NFL, the NHL, the NBA. There's a ton of discussion going on. You can join Eric and I every Friday or Saturday, and we bring you on, and you can ask guys like Steve, who are in here right now. You can ask Paul. You can ask Johnny, Trevor. They've all come on the show. Jeremy Brenner, who was in here earlier, they've all been a part of our show, and we'll feature you on the show. And we will definitely love to have you in. So locker room is changing the way that we talk about sports. I see some trade talk going on about Straw. But let me tell you why I want to counter that. Because right now we have a wealth of talent And when I think about a wealth of talent, it makes me think of Wealthfront. There are these things called stonks, memes, rocket ships. And I'm not talking about Tesla or Elon Musk. I'm talking about day trading. It can be a lot of fun. If you want to grow your long-term wealth and make it to the moon or even to Mars like Elon wants to go, you should open up a Wealthfront investment account today. Decades of data show that investors trade individual stocks, underperform the market every year, kind of like the Orioles offense. In fact, only 1% of the day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor. If you're doing it alone, team up with Wealthfront instead. If you've got someone like Joe Girardi calling you out on the mound after a strikeout saying, "Where's the sticky stuff?" you need to get a hold of Wealthfront. Create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Now hang in there and listen to this. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. But Trevor's probably going, $5,000? I don't have $5,000. Well, that's great, because all you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work. To get your first $5,000 managed for life for free, go to wealthfront.com/MLB. Go there, get started today. So with that being said, we've got Wealthfront, we've got Locker Room, got those knocked out of the park. Let's talk about Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke went 7 1/3 innings, and when he got pulled at first, I was like, "No, Dusty, no." But he, he had a runner on first, and the hitter coming up was Anthony Santander, who was a switch hitter, who is a much better hitter at the plate from the left side. So they brought in Rayleigh to switch him to the right side, and what did Rayleigh do? Rayleigh came in, he struck him out, and Rayleigh then faced the last hitter of the inning, Cedric Mullins, and did what? Struck him out. Exactly. This bullpen, they're going on now, I believe it's almost 12 innings of scoreless baseball that they've thrown. And then, I don't know if you noticed this, and let's kind of camp on this just for a couple minutes. As Greinke was walking off, they panned away from him, but he was taking his hat off and handing his glove to the umpires because they were doing the what, Trevor?
Oh, I know what they were doing. They were doing the little sticky stuff check.
Yeah.
Greinke.
Exactly. And they will.
Some more. That's what the MLB wants.
Exactly. And so, here's the thing. We talked about this prior to the show, and those of y'all that are listening, you may have seen this. Max Scherzer got checked once, okay, after an inning. It was a standard check, wasn't a big deal. I believe got checked a second time, and then a third time, and I don't know if it's the second or the third time he got checked, Joe Girardi yelled from the dugout after a strikeout and said, "Hey, check him again." And I thought Mad Max was going to lose it. I thought his blue and his brown eye were going to turn red, and I thought he was going to start spitting fire at the Phillies dugout. I would not want to tick that guy off, and I think it was a mental thing. They were trying to play with him, get him off his game, but he started undoing his belt. He almost went Steve Sachs. Now, I don't know if you remember this. That's an old play. Steve Sachs gets to first, okay? He beats out I guess an infield hit. He slides and he stands up. He undoes his belt and he drops his pants to get the dirt out of his pants. And all he has is a sliding shorts on. And he looks around and realizes he just pulled his. I thought Scherzer was going to pull an old Steve Sachs move there. But pace of play, give me a break. Are we going to check these guys every inning? I mean, this is absurd. Look, I get it. If you suspect something as an umpire and you're asked to check at least twice a game, do it twice a game. But why are you going to do it in between batters in the middle of an inning?
And exactly, right? Scherzer already got checked once. What makes you think that he's going to decide to use spider tack or anything like that before the second or the third one? I think half of it is just Girardi whining like he did when he was the Yankees manager, and he's whining now. And Scherzer had every right to scream his head off at these umpires because – on a 162-game season, arguably the best pitcher for the Washington Nationals, he's not going to be doing that. He's simply not going to be doing that. And, I mean, it's just umpires delaying the game even more. It's laughable at this point.
It is. It is laughable at this point. It's actually quite sad if you ask me. Actually, I made a mistake. Yesterday, Bilak gave up a two-run home run. I guess I forgot because Angel Fernandez should have struck him out, should have called a third pitch strike.
That was so
good. Called a ball. And, you know, so, yeah. So thank you guys for keeping us in check. We don't always have all the right answers, although we are your local geniuses. I mean, local experts. But the Astros get it done today with 3 runs and 8 hits. Greinke is now 8-2 on the season. He is putting together a very nice season after a very shaky season last year. Presley gets his 11th save on the year, and Presley goes in, and what does he do? He basically goes in and he faces 3 batters and gets 2 strikeouts. Rayleigh faces, you know, 2 batter, or, you know, he gets his 2 strikeouts. And so you have 4 strikeouts to end the game. And then combined with Greinke's strikeouts, 4, you have 8 strikeouts in the game. And we did leave some guys on base, but we did enough. When you've got guys in the lineup, I mean, hey, Robel Garcia even contributed in this game. He had a double. And so, I mean, when you got, so Garcia, Brantley, and Gurriel all had hits. Then you had McCormick had a hit, but Straw, Gurriel, and Brantley all had multi-hit games. These are the kind of games that the Astros weren't winning a month ago.
Oh, no, definitely. These were the games where they would lose in the 8th inning or the 9th inning. And if you remember just a month ago, you gave those stats earlier about our bullpen and excluding Brandon Belak, of course. But just to be here after that Padres series to talk about how great the bullpen is playing, I'm ecstatic about that. And, I mean, these are the games that you have to win. Even though you're without Breggy and you're without Carlos, like, these are the games that you need to win. And guess what? It's another series victory. And even you don't even have to get the sweep. You just need to win the series. Those wins will start to add up. And, you know, Ryan Presley getting his 11th save. We were worried so much last year, especially in August, about Roberto Osuna going out and Ryan Presley choking, giving up games last year. Well, guess what? He has proven himself that he is a solid closer now. And 11 saves, just not even halfway done with the season yet. Like, I want to see what else he's got in the tank.
That's huge. And I wasn't sold on him, Trevor, to begin the year. I was not thrilled. And it wasn't because I didn't think, well, it was simply because I didn't think he could do it. And the reason why is because I thought his role was better as a setup guy, because when he did come in and close, there were some shaky things that I didn't like. And you know what? Presley took the ball. Just like your consummate professional, your perennial all-star relief pitcher, and has done a phenomenal job. If he doesn't get a call to the all-star game, I think it will be absolutely criminal. And we have to keep winning, because the Oakland A's, of course, they're facing the Arlington Strangers, or the Rangers of South Oklahoma, and they beat the Rangers. So we basically stay a game apart from them. We stay among top of the AL West. And so the Astros, with this win today, I believe this is a 3-game series. Am I not mistaken?
It is a 3-game series. And then we play 4 in Comerica Park against AJ Hinch.
Okay, excellent. So that means we have won our 7th straight series. So we got 2 wins. And you know what? I don't want to go 2 out of 3 against Orioles. If we sweep the White Sox, we've got to sweep the Orioles. Am I right?
Oh, that's only logical. I mean, and hopefully tomorrow you'll get Carlos Correa back. And if Abraham Toro continues to rake and Altuve continues to look good, and maybe even Kyle Tucker comes back tomorrow, we've been seeing a lot of that. There's no doubt in my mind that the Astros should be able to win that game tomorrow, go into the Detroit series and get some revenge on them.
Exactly. So, hey, real quick, before I talk about my ultimate snack, I want to kind of show off my little Locked On Astros polo. Big Frog in Katy, Texas. This is a free plug. They printed these shirts for us for our live feed. And y'all come out to Hooters at noon, Webster. Come see Eric and I. Meet us. We'll be broadcasting at noon during the game, hanging out, talking Astros, giving away stuff. But this polo right here, I've got an orange one just like it. They printed them for us. And I appreciate it, Ava and Chris Phillip out in Katy. So check out Big Frog Katy online and let them help you with your team's needs or whatever you need. But Built Bar, if you're hungry like me right now, like, I would run and get a Built Bar, but I can't just leave Mr. Howard hanging like that. And, Eric go, why did you leave the camera? And he'd be like, oh, it's probably because you wanted a Built Bar. They're that good. But I'm a true professional, so I will take one for the team, as I will hold off on my white chocolate birthday cake flavored Built Bar. It is wrapped in 100% chocolate. You know, and Trevor, I know you young bucks are all about health, and like you eat your kale salad or whatever it is y'all do, your veggie burgers. Well, you know what? Even if you're on a keto diet, you can eat a Built Bar. It's phenomenal. 17 grams of protein, about 130 calories, four grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. It's perfect for you. It's perfect for your girlfriend, whatever. And right now, if you go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, and get 15% off your first order. Actually, if you order right now, you'll get 15% off, and Trevor will deliver them to your house by hand. Right, Trevor?
Personally, I will personally deliver them to your house.
You are just on the hook for gas and airfare. So,
yes.
And Uber. Now, here's the deal. We basically, we have a lot to think about. How many Astros will make the All-Star game? Which Astros will be in the home run derby? And if someone like Yordan Alvarez accepts, like, how many home runs will he hit? And if you want to bet on things like that, or you want to bet on who the Rockets will take, hey, man, the Rockets got the second overall pick. I hear Mobley is the man that they're eyeing right now, Mobley or Green. I think Mobley fits really good with Christian Woods. It would be a great 1-2 punch. But go to BetOnline. It's the fastest, easiest way to get all your sports action. Now, baseball season is in full swing. You can keep track right there. So before the next pitch of the next Astros-Orioles game, go to your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contact information. MLB, NBA, NHL, UFC, MMA. I mean, Olympics is right around the corner. I mean, all kinds of stuff is coming up. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their runs for the playoffs. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use a promo code Locked On. Bet online, your sportsbook experts. So right here, Paul said he's still waiting on his 411 swag. I thought I sent you some. All right, Paul, we got to settle that off air. Okay. We can't be settling personal grievances on air. Johnny says I eat a lot of salads. The only problem is they're all located inside the burgers. I like it. I like it. See, here's the thing. With, you know, salads or with food, all you have to do is if you eat a brownie, eat like a carrot with it. And then when you eat it, the carrot will say, it's okay, the brownie's with me. And it all cancels us out.
Even it out.
That's how you do it. Oh, here you go. Nicole is like, where is Eric? Eric, I'm glad you asked. Eric is at church camp. Actually, I tied him up. He's in the closet right there. He's not allowed to have the show for a week. I took over. No, he is. he lost a bet, and he's he is at church camp right now, and so I took the helm for the week, and he's hanging out with Link out there and having a great time. So thanks for asking. I will let Eric know that his fans checked in on him. So let's look at the matchup. Is there anything else you have to add for the game tonight?
Man, just if Alvarez continues to rake and Abraham Toro continues to rake, like, I think that this team is going to be, I mean, if not already, like, the most unstoppable offense in this league, because we talk about secondary hitting, guys like Straw, guys like Toro, guys like Jason Castro yesterday, who hit the leadoff double to start off the inning. I mean, not a lot of teams in this league can say, oh, our bottom of the lineup is so good, we get leadoff hits all the time. The Astros have a pretty deadly bottom of the lineup, and this secondary hitting is a big part of their success.
Yeah, exactly. And that has been a part of their offense being number one, because their 7, 8, 9 hitters have been getting it done. So tomorrow night we have Jose Urquidy, 5-3, going against Thomas Elschman, who doesn't have a win or a loss. He has a 1.93 ERA and only 3 Ks. He basically returned to the majors and held the Blue Jays to 1 run in 4 2/3 innings in his first start. He is filling in for rookie left-hander Bruce Zimmerman, who remains sidelines with left bicep tendonitis. I hate when I get that from working out too much. Oh, yeah. But Jose Urquidy has never faced the Orioles in his 3-year career, but he will get his first shot in the series finale at Camden Yards. And I remember when Jose Urquidy made his debut, he made it in Colorado, And I remember going, this is the worst place to debut for the major leagues.
Yep.
And he, what did he do? He handled it like a pro. And so the thing I like about Jose Urquidy, and maybe this is where we kind of wrap things up a little bit. Jose Urquidy is, there's something about him that reminds me of Mike Hampton. Yes. Mike Hampton had this bulldog mentality. He wasn't very tall or imposing, but you knew when he went out there, he meant business. And Urquidy means business. And he goes out there and he plays with the calmness, and he's just so smooth out there. I mean, what else can you say other than this guy has really done a phenomenal job this year at 5-3 and 60 Ks?
I mean, you know the term ice in the veins. Well, Jose Urquidy's got ice in the veins. He's clutch when he has to be. He's always calm. And, you know, by the time the Astros go to the playoffs and when it's playoff season, Jose Urquidy, like, it could be game four of the 2019 World Series, and he can strike out an entire side multiple times like he did in that game four. I mean, ice in the veins is my thing about Jose Urquidy. And not a lot of other fan bases are giving him as many credit or as much credit as they should. Everyone looks at Jose Urquidy and goes, oh, he's 5-3. He's an average pitcher. But when he's on, man, it's hard to stop him. Like, Jose Urquidy is a tough human being, a tough SOB to stop.
There you go. Yeah, I like it. And he is our first, I believe he's our first Mexican-born starter for the Astros. I know we've had other Mexican-born players. Obviously, we had Osuna. We've had other guys in the past. But, I mean, this kid hails from Mexico, which is huge for the Houston area. We have a large Hispanic population, and he just goes out there on the mound. I mean, everything from the music when he's warming up on the mound, he has music from his country playing, and it's just like, yes, it's like you just get so pumped for him to go out there on the mound. And when you have a lineup like this, I think it's the perfect lineup, even for rookies when they make spot starts. And it will be interesting to see. Hopefully I'll get back to Constellation Field to interview some more Skeeters, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see Solomon come up at some point.
Yes.
If we see Hartman come up and make a spot start here or there, if they're trying to conserve innings, he's killing it down there. And heck, Jake Myers might make a surprise appearance at some point. He's hitting the cover off the ball. You know, well, Tyler Ivey, remember, I think he's out for the year with an injury.
Oh, yeah, he is. I was wondering where he went, and I saw he was on, like the 10-day IL. I didn't know if he was.
Yeah, and then I believe he is done for the season. He says, do you know who is clutch and ice in the veins? Brett Chancy. That's right, man.
This man real, right here.
Real, recognized real. That's right, man. I do have ice in the veins. I am the funniest person I know, and I'm a legend in my own mind every day. Legend. So. But here's the thing. Let's see, what does Johnny say? And Dusty keeps feeding him Mexican food as well. Yes. So, you know, Dusty Baker, for as much criticism as I've thrown at him, you can't ask for better results. I mean, you just hope that maybe he doesn't have any bullpen faux pas when we get to the playoffs. Because right now, we will end on this. The Astros are the best baseball team in the American League.
100%. Past the Rays, past the Red Sox, past the White Sox, past the Yankees, of course. I mean, Astros are always better than the Yankees anyway, but just thought I'd rub a little salt in that wound. But I take back all – I mean, I'm putting this on pause. All my Dusty Baker slander from the month of May and late April, I'm putting that on pause because he decided to throw out Brooks Raley out there tonight, and that was a great decision to make. Brooks Raley – when he is called upon, he's usually pretty good. And then obviously Ryan Pressly, like, his pitching decisions aren't totally like, what are you doing, Dusty, anymore. And he can afford to bench guys like Carlos Correa because you give him a rest on this 20-game stretch because you have these guys in the lineup like Robel Garcia and Abraham Toro that can hit that can hit whenever they're called on. And despite Bregman being out and Aledmys Diaz, you have these players that are coming up from Sugarland and AAA that are showing up and showing out, and Dusty's using them. And, you know, it's great to see now.
That's awesome, man. You know, Trevor, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, guys.
This, This is the New York kid. I mean, he's coming live from his basement from an undisclosed location in America so that the enemy can't find him. Trevor, tell us one more time where the listeners can find you.
So you can find me on Twitter at Trev Strohs. You can find me on Instagram at Trev Hauer, T-R-E-V-H-A-U-E-R. And undisclosed location, let's just say I'm like 10 miles south of Canada.
Nice, nice. So you could maybe cross the border underground and they wouldn't know, huh?
They wouldn't know unless they're watching this episode of the podcast. I don't want to get like the feds on me or anything like that. I'll stay clear from that. The only thing that stinks is like, you know, when I turn 19 years old, the whole world shuts down. So I can't even have a beer up in Canada. So hoping for the border restrictions to open up again.
There you go. There you go. Thanks, Trevor. And like Paul says, all seventh graders praise me when I walk into the class. You don't even know how true that is. Those kids, I enjoy teaching. I'm actually my last 2 days of summer school, which has been a definite experience. I have used Star Wars, Rocky. I have used all kinds of 80s and 90s movies, and I'm giving them a cultural awakening. And we're using this with reading, talking about plot and everything. So that is the end of our story tonight. The Astros win again. They win their ninth straight. They go back to Baltimore, back to Camden Yards to finish up, to hopefully get the sweep. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. We are Locked On Astros, your team every day. Like always, go Astros.
Go Strohs.